Blog Talk Radio. April 20th, 2015, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. I hope it's a great day wherever you are. I tell you, the sun is holding it down here in Texas. It's a good, wonderful southern warm day here. Yes, indeed. I love that. Well, let's get right on into the show and let you know who I have on the air with me today. So I want to welcome you to a very special edition of Foxology Today, spotlighting the creative works of Clarence, the Pencil Man Porter. Maybe you have heard of him. I think you may have. Mr. Porter is a master pencil artist who has perfected the art of pencil drawing, a gift he has honed since his childhood. And what a gift it is. He is now sought after by celebrities, sports figures, and other history makers to craft their images using his unique talent and ability to bring true excellence to pencil portraiture. And he was recently featured on the Time Warner Cable News. And so I am just more than pleased and excited to have him here as my special guest today. Welcome, Pencil Man.
Well, hello there.
Happy Monday to you.
Always a glorious day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you sure got that right. So how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Got a little lingering cough, but I think I'll be okay through this awesome interview with you.
Yeah, well, this too shall pass, as you know, right?
That's right.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. So why don't we just start by kind of going back for those who don't know or may not remember some of the things about you. You have an incredible gift as a master pencil artist. You've become quite the sought-after go-to guy for it. But let's talk about how that all started. I'm always so fascinated with when these gifts begin to manifest in the life of an individual. And I know yours goes way back, huh?
Oh, way back.
Tell us about that.
You know, I guess most artists that who have a gift, I think they pretty much know at a very early age. You know, some comes later. Mine came, you know, around probably like 7 years old or eight. Just, you know, doodling, you know, and before you know it, it starts to consume me, and the rest is history, you know, with, you know, some mom and dad and two teachers, none are related because I never had any form of training or anything. Just people who show support and say, you know, you can make this thing a career, you know, just got to stay with it type thing. And I stayed with it.
Well, you know what? Let's stay with the history a little bit because my imagination ran away with me when you said you doodled in school. And at 7 years old, that meant you were probably doing a little bit of daydreaming and doodling at the same time. What kind of images were coming to your mind at that time?
Well, after I finished my homework, you know, I normally sit by the window, and you can see trees, cars, dogs, cats, rocks, anything I could see to emulate, and came, you know, pretty good at it, actually. I didn't get in trouble because I was doing my homework.
Yeah, and so your teachers were the first to notice?
Probably at home, but it didn't really expand or, you know, until probably my early teenage years. Remember those Drummy Head characters? These have been in TV Guide years ago. I did a couple of those and sent those in, and I won the contest probably at 13, 14 years old. Then it started to take root, you know, in school teachers, you know, fairs and stuff like that. And, you know, I just kept it up.
Clarence, do you remember what that first portrait was that you submitted for the contest in your teen years?
I want to say it was the pirate or the lumberjack. And funny, you know, at 13 years old, you win a $25 check. That was a lot of money back in the mid-70s.
Sure.
You know? And I also drew one of JJ from Good Times, and I submitted to a magazine. And the magazine was called Soul Team. It was kind of like a write-on type magazine back in the day, where every month it would feature someone's artwork, you know, all from all over the United States, you know. So this one particular issue, it submitted mine, and that was pretty cool.
Well, that sure is awesome. So where did the next leap come once you began getting that notice and you had, you know, began winning contests and things like that? Certainly, you must have been encouraged by some people or maybe even mentored by others to take it to another level where this skill now is becoming a source of income for you. How did that happen?
Well, my dad would bring projects home from work, you know, from his coworkers, and I would draw those, and he would take it back to him, and they would give him $20 or $30 or something like that. And he'd bring it back and give it to me. So I'm like, wow, I can make some money at this, 15, 16 years old. And I kept doing that and went to a local college for about 6 months. I didn't learn anything. I mean, I was already advanced from the class. And upon doing that, I joined the military. I stopped drawing for about 2 years. I got a B.
That must have been hard.
I got a B in that art class, and that B, I said, I'm not gonna draw anymore. So I joined the military, joined the Air Force, went to Japan, and I picked it back up while I was there, and that's my advice from a local Okinawan individual who was winning all the art contests. I wasn't winning anything. I would enter, and I would get honorable mention every time. But that was okay, because I was racking up on the base with the guys in the military. But one day, this Okinawan guy told me, he said, look, Quintesson, you knew why you never win. And I was like, why? He said, well, how much time do you put into your artwork? You know, I said, I just like to get over with. He said, that's why, you know, you don't win. You got to put more time into your artwork. And once he said that, it registered. And I came back to the States here in California, and every Arkansas that I entered, I would win first, second, third place. And that was the bomb. When I could win finally.
Well, I'm sure all of us would agree that winning feels a lot better than losing, Clarence.
It is. You know, especially when you put your heart and soul into it, and competition will be stiff, but you just had that extra, you know, edge, you know, from doing so many. I guess that was all worth the while of all those projects I had done prior to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like getting that B was a very important experience for you, because for you, even to get a B felt like you were failing because you didn't get an A. It actually created some new impetus in you to take your skills to another level, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was something that I had to look back on and say, you know what, it was a gift that I got, so I can't let it go to waste. And I've always had a passion for drawing. So the passion kind of went away for a second, but then it came back, and then I haven't looked back since.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, let's kind of segue into the area now where you have really gotten your works highlighted on a national level. And tell us a little about how you began your marketing, and now how people are truly recognizing the very special and unique talent that you have.
You know, I was just talking about that the other day to someone, and I was like, you know what? To this point, I haven't had an agent, a publicist, a manager. I've done all that has been done myself. Of course, you know, God is the navigator and all that. We know this already, but other than that, I can't find anyone to do me like I do me, you know. So I get out there, I network, I'm very personable, I engage in every opportunity I can for exposure. Nothing's too big or too small event. I've done that for years, and through doing all of that, you know, that goes with, you know, planting seeds and, you know, finding the right people of influence to maybe take your art to another level, the right contacts. It's just a body of work of just staying busy, you know, and eventually the right people see what you do. And it is what it is.
Well, it is pretty exciting. So tell us how you've recently been contracted to do images for a sports magazine, and there are some pretty important people reaching out to you now.
Yeah, you know, with that. I'm going to hit the magazine after things that happened in February. I got contacted by a friend of mine. He was having a Black History program. And Bill Duke, you know, the author of Black Girls, Dark Girls, you know, director and all that, he was going to be the keynote speaker. And I was like, she said, are you coming to the event? And I was like, I'll think about it. Probably so. You know, she told me how much the tickets were. I said, it's not a problem. Then I said, you know what, why should I be paying for a ticket? Why don't I just do a portrait of Bill Duke? And we'll work out the cost and all that kind of stuff. And I presented to him on both of our behalf. And we both look good. You know? So she was like, that's a great idea. Do you have time to do it? I said, of course. So I get it done, get to the event, and a friend of mine from America's Got Talent was there, and he recorded it. Now, of me presenting him the artwork. And I was like, this is really good. See, my thing is about, I like to elaborate on events that I'm partaking in, but having documentation, footage, is key to validate what one says. you know, and it's good to show individuals, you know, so your status grows, or you can send it to a gazillion people. And Billy Duke, on the other, by the way, was really cool, you know.
Yeah.
But as soon as I post that, I had someone contact me from the annual comedian convention they have every year to do one of Dick Gregory also, which is coming up this weekend. So it's kind of like you, if you put yourself out there, the right people will see it and contact you if it's quality work. And that would, that, and that's what happened with Sports Life magazine. The president, Mr. Larry Wright, have been, you know, we have been friends on Facebook for a couple of years. Not much conversation, some chat, you know, here and there. But he was always watching my artwork evolve. And he had been trying to get this magazine up and running for a few years. It's been mostly online. Out of the blue, one day he called me up. He said, Tennyson, man, look, I showed your artwork to the board members, and we want you to be in the face of the magazine. I was like, really? He said, yeah, your work is stellar. It's what we need. And all the magazines you see now is only photographs or graphics and stuff. We need something new and warming and inviting and natural. And you're the guy that fit the billing. I was like, wow, okay. So fast forward to the first issue. They flew off the shelves, and they were only in Books a Million initially, the first issue. But the next issue, which comes out on the 28th, it's going to be in Barnes & Noble's nationwide. That's over 4,000 stores. So I'm kind of jazzed about that because, as I mentioned in my interview, was I made history with this. I mean, most folks can't relate, but the only other artist who ever graced the cover of a magazine and all the interior artwork for the magazine exclusively was Norman Rockwell. And that been over 50 years ago. So,
well, it certainly must be nice to be in that category.
You know, I'm like, I'll test myself. I told someone the other day, I said, I'm not trying to compare myself to Norman Rockwell, but it is what it is.
Oh, why not?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is, okay?
That is for sure.
You know, I said, I'm not a boasty, bragging person, but I said, you know what? There's a gazillion artists in the world. And that's something a whole lot better than I am, but I do know that I'm among the elite at what I do. And,
yes, yes.
And to be chosen, now, this wasn't a contest for either me or someone else, or, you know, not like that. I was just chosen. So
doing what you do.
You know? And
yeah.
Magazine,
and to be handpicked is very special.
You know, it's all positive magazine. You know, it's non-biased and all this stuff. And, you know, we're new, but it's quality. It's a good substance.
Sure.
And you know, so we need subscriptions. I tell everybody, hey, subscribe today for the success of the magazine. So, you know.
Well, you be sure to send me that link so I can put that information on the page too. But you know, I want to switch gears a little bit and have people know what are some of your favorites and tell them about some of the pieces that you have created and where the gallery is.
Oh, you know, my favorite piece, and I always say this, and not because of monetarily speaking, because it didn't yield much money initially, but being associated with this particular drawing has yielded a whole lot afterwards. And that's my idea of Rosa Parks. You know, I did one of Rosa Parks. I don't know any other artist really who has done a portrait of Rosa Parks and presented to her in person. So that's my claim to fame. Now, the drawing itself, I have no idea where it's at. It may be in Rosa Parks Museum. I'm sure it's someplace where there's a an area where her artifacts are displayed someplace.
Be worth trying to check that out and find out where that landed. That's really a very, very excellent opportunity that came through for you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that, and I also got, you know, contacted by Jesse Owens Museum in Alabama to create a collage of him for the gift store, because the funds were kind of shortened by the government, and they need funding. So I'm in the process of creating an image for them to put up in a gift shop for, you know, cups, mugs, bags, whatever. And Sojourn Your Truth in Sacramento, same scenario. So I'm a giver. You know, it's kind of like it'll all come back to me. You know, but initially it has to be a win-win scenario for the museum, myself, the curator, whoever is in charge of the museums. So I don't have a whole lot in particular museums, but I got stuff all over the United States. It's crazy. I'm just having a blast.
Crazy good, that's for sure. Well, congratulations for sure for, you know, having such phenomenal success. You know, it always seems like to the onlookers that it was overnight, but we know that you've been doing this all of your lifetime. So I would say that you deserve it, Pencil Man. Why don't you tell people about your website and your gallery and any other information that you'd like for them to have as far as contacting you?
Okay, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Now under my name, Clarence Pointer. You know, on Facebook is Clarence Pencilman Pointer, but all the other outlets, LinkedIn, everything else is pretty my brand name. That's my name, Clarence Pointer. My website is clarencepointer.com. Email is clarencepointer@gmail. You know, so I try to keep everything simplified.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am so excited that you had the opportunity to come on my show and talk with me today so I could get people up to date. It's been a very fun talking to you. And again, I'm just glad to know that things are going so extraordinarily well. I love sharing the link today of you being on Time Warner Cable News. I said, look at that, would you? Pencil Man.
I used to say footage. I was telling someone the other day, I said, it might have been a local televised station, but with technology, it's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Once you plus on YouTube, and, you know, on YouTube and all the other links, it's worldwide, you know. And you know, I'll tell the president of the magazine, I was like, once I put, you know, sportslifemagazine.com on the map, you know, for people to subscribe to on all my outlets, that will begin to, you know, take root, you know. And so I just love sharing and mentoring for those who seek assistance and aid. I don't hold anything back, because what good is that going to do if I hold everything that I know for someone who's up and coming and wants to advance themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, yes. Well, I am going to go ahead and wrap. We only have a couple of minutes to do that. And again, I want to make sure I say congratulations to you again and tell you to keep up that mastery that you're doing from the heart and to the hand. It's just amazing the work that you do. And again, anybody who is listening, check out the Pencil Man's website and gallery at www.clarencepointer.com, www.clarencepointer.com. Again, Clarence, thanks again for taking the time. It was a great opportunity for me and for you. And I wish you the best of success as you continue to go forward.
Well, thank you. We'll do it again late summer and have more stuff to elaborate on.
Well, you certainly got plenty to look at now, but we sure will make a pinpoint to do that. You enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Thank you.
All right, sweet. Take care.
All righty. And I appreciate all of you as well. Please let your friends on social media know that Foxology Today is always bringing some positive information and positive people to the light. And I just would like for more and more people to know about that. Plug in and see what we're doing over here in my place and space. I want to wish all of you the rest of your day, and it turns out to be the best of your day. I look forward to talking to you again next time. So thanks for listening.